From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Miami-Dade College president Eduardo Padron is set to retire this month. The next president was supposed to be hired already, but at the last minute, the school's board of trustees scrapped the search process. The faculty cried politics and yesterday sued the board. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman catches us up on the drama.
In February, Eduardo Padron announced his impending retirement from one of the largest colleges in the country. Shortly after, the Miami-Dade College Board of Trustees appointed a search committee to find his replacement. The 17 members spent months narrowing down candidates. Then, a meeting was called, unexpectedly.
I would like to remind everybody that everybody here serves as a political appointment of the governor.
Board Chair Bernie Navarro made this announcement at the meeting on May 30th. After the search was already underway, Governor Ron DeSantis appointed four new people to the seven-member board, including former Republican state lawmaker Michael Bileka. Bileka then proposed changing the criteria for applicants to get rid of the requirements for a doctorate degree and experience in higher ed administration. Faculty members were outraged. They said the board was rigging the search to favor a political ally of the governor.
You may have gotten here.
Mark Richard addressed the board. He was a legal studies professor at Miami-Dade for almost 40 years and now serves as the faculty union's lawyer.
But you are not doing the governor's political work here, because the political work stops when you cross Second Avenue.
Faculty members who had packed the boardroom at the college's downtown campus applauded. Marcel Felipe, another new board member, said the board should consider people without doctorates or higher ed experience. He doesn't want a traditional academic as the next college president because they've, quote, blown up budgets and created hotbeds of censorship.
I would definitely disagree with whoever said that we were lowering the bar or lowering the standards. I think we're raising them. Excuse me. Again, you're making my point by trying to stifle the voice of someone who disagrees with you.
Ultimately, at that meeting in May, the board voted to stick with the original requirements. It was a tight vote, 4-3. Members did say they could revisit the decision later if they didn't find the right candidate. Then, on July 9th, about 2 weeks before the scheduled vote to choose the next president, DeSantis appointed another new board member. So now the governor has appointed 5 out of 7. A majority. Last week, the board lined up 4 finalists for interviews, presidents of colleges in St. Augustine, in California, and Connecticut, plus Padron's number 2 at Miami-Dade. Here's the chair, Bernie Navarro.
Today is an important day. I am wearing my special cufflinks. It was 40 cents my grandfather came from Cuba with, and 20 of them, I'm wearing them. These cufflinks have been with me on every important meeting that I've ever had.
Navarro wanted to stick to the plan and vote immediately after the interviews, but the new majority wasn't happy with the choices. The board decided to keep the internal candidate, Padron's favorite, in the running. They dismissed the others and decided to start the search over, possibly with new criteria. Felipe said the new trustees needed more time. Well, here's how he put it on CBS4.
Listen, you want me to jump in bed at the last minute? At least take me to dinner, give me some wine, and well, let's see where it leads.
Now,
and so today, we filed a lawsuit.
The faculty union is suing the board of Miami-Dade College. Professors argue the search was a legally established process and that canceling it at the last minute violates their due process rights under the Florida Constitution. Mark Richard, the union lawyer.
Why would anyone want to apply of any caliber at this point in Miami-Dade if this is what's going on here? It looks like a circus.
Richard says he's afraid a new college president who prioritizes politics could give lucrative contracts and jobs to donors and try to stifle activism.
It's a college that calls out legislators if we believe they don't have enough scholarships for poor kids from Miami. And if you take away the independence of that voice in Tallahassee, you are now controlling the largest college in the entire state.
The governor's office didn't return a request for comment. A spokesman for the college says the trustees won't talk about the search until their next meeting. That's not scheduled yet. Miami-Dade College spent almost $170,000 in taxpayer money on a search that did not yield a new president. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.